Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. She liked being up in Northern Nevada so much, that she's still there. She is at her home in Incline Village. She is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red America Pack. Soon, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us on our City National Bank Guest Hotline. Megan, was that fun or was that fun we had on Saturday?
That was so much fun. It was so great. And you know, one of my favorite moments of the weekend, because we were up there Friday and Saturday, was not only doing radio with you, but also getting to talk to Devin Nunes, who really is leading the transparency against the prior administration of exposing all of the corruption. And I specifically asked Devin if he believed that Donald Trump would unredact all of the documents that the DOJ and IRS, or excuse me, FBI has turned over related to the counterintelligence operation that the Obama administration conducted on the Trump campaign. You know, willing to name names and such. And he said, yeah, he strongly believes that he will and that he believes it must be done. So I say that that will likely be the October surprise since we have a completely MIA attorney general.
Let me just ask you, though. The Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have tried to make Devin Nunes into some sort of pro-Russia guy, like he's bought and paid for by Russia or by Russian agents. You had a chance to actually talk to him. You got selfies done. What was your assessment of Devin Nunes?
Well, my first assessment, I was kind of taken aback at just how approachable he was. Very nice. You know, I continued to kind of watch him after I had asked him questions, and he was very engaging with the crowd. He stood behind after he was done speaking on the stage and answered a lot of questions, shook a lot of hands, and really just was very forthcoming with all of his answers. You know, we all are part of the Russian cabal, aren't we? We're Trump supporters, therefore we are somehow related to Russians or Macedonian bot farmers. That's always the default excuse of Hillary Clinton losing the election and losing it handily.
Megan, what did you think of the Bass Fry? You've done a bunch of these now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was the best of the lot. Everybody seemed to have so much fun. The weather was perfect. Food was great. And you ever notice they never run out of food?
They never run out of food, and I'm always impressed by the amount of people that show up each and every year, and I'm also impressed at how organized all the volunteers, you know, they all pitch in, and it's really a seamless event. There were no lines, even though there were a lot of people, even to get in the place and to get out of the place. It was very easy at the Corley Ranch. They really do just a great job of making sure that everyone's having a good time. There were plenty of tents, even though the day was absolutely beautiful with a nice breeze. And it was just, it's so entertaining and it's just so informative. And I'm always just very fortunate and I feel a lot of gratitude for being a part of that event every year.
Yeah, isn't that fun? Kellyanne Conway, she has had kind of a behind the scenes role, although she, I think, is a great spokesperson for the president. What did you think of her speech?
You know, it was great. I expected a little bit more fire from her. She was a little bit more soft-spoken than I expected, but she was just a great, impactful speaker. I mean, she donned her red boots, so she was definitely there to, you know, to kick up her heels and give the Democrats hell. And the resounding theme of, I think, most of the speakers, whether that was Dana or Kelly or Marcus Luttrell and others and Devin, was that voter turnout is going to make the difference whether we continue to make America great or else we hand over the power to the Democrats and they can continue their obstruction of this economic prosperity that we're all feeling right now. Because if the Democrats get back power, because that's all the Democrats care about, they don't care about the kids, they don't care about the people, all they care about is power. They will end all investigations under the prior administration and concoct new investigations to begin with this administration, as well as his financial dealings, business dealings, et cetera.
I want to ask you, because I heard a lot of people and even some elected officials talking about this idea of having to hold your nose and make votes for people that maybe you don't agree with, you know, 90% of the time. Maybe you only agree with them 70% of the time. One of those that falls into that category is Dean Heller. Dean spoke and got polite applause from the crowd there. I'm curious what you heard, not from the media, not from the speakers, but just, I mean, you met a lot of people while you were up there. Is that the sense you're getting, that we're going to have to make a vote that maybe we're uncomfortable with, but that for the good of the state or the good of our country, we have to do?
Well, yeah, definitely the latter. We cannot afford the Democrats to seize control of either our state government or our federal government. And Nevada is a swing state. We cannot afford another Pelosi puppet like Jackie Rosen or Steve Sisolak to take over the reins and give Democrats more control. They already have a majority in our state. And we will then go the way of California. And many Californians have moved to Nevada. Many Californians, former Californians like myself, in search for lower taxes and more freedom. We must keep the Democrats at bay, because if they do gain control, we saw that Sandoval vetoed a lot of bills that all had to do with raising taxes. And even you mentioned last week, now we have school boards that want to raise local taxes on their own, because all of the taxes that were raised before went to English as second language schools. So the Democrats will try to tax us into prosperity, which historically never, ever works. It just makes all of us poorer and doesn't definitely fix the problems of something like our education system.
While we were away in Northern Nevada, Megan and I found out that a political icon, John McCain, passed away. We also found out that losing at Madden can drive some people to murder. We'll talk about that and the tragedy in Jacksonville. That's all straight ahead, live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red America Pack, soon to be. Joining us, Megan Barth from her palatial estate in Incline Village in northern Nevada. What's the weather like today?
Oh, just beautiful in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. That's just why I'm here.
It is so nice. I don't blame you. It's I said, I wonder when she'll come back. And I said, I'll bet you not by Monday. I want to ask you, while we were in northern Nevada, the passing of a political icon, John McCain. I know this president has had a lot of problems with John McCain. And even as he was battling cancer, the president would belittle McCain and his vote against repealing and replacing Obamacare. Can you talk about this kind of, even in death, it's kind of an awkward situation between the McCain family and a senator who was a political icon for decades and decades and decades.
Well, I'm not sure as far as the relationship between the family and the senator, but the relationship between Donald Trump and the senator obviously was one that they didn't get along. You know, every time that Trump, McCain had the microphone or the television camera, he did not miss an opportunity to bash this president. He didn't bash Obama as much as he bashed Trump, and now we learn that for his eulogy, he wants Barack Obama to give part of his eulogy, and President Trump isn't invited. I find more curious, actually, the media reaction to McCain's passing, because just not long ago, they were calling McCain, guess what, a Nazi, and a white supremacist, and a bigot, and a homophobe, and the list goes on and on. They hated McCain before they loved McCain, and they loved McCain only when he started becoming one of their own by bashing this administration and this president. I will always remember McCain for walking into the congressional floor at 2 a.m. in the morning and deceiving the entire electorate by which he promised, to which he promised to repeal Obamacare. So I will always remember McCain as the final nail in the coffin to repeal Obamacare when he voted no against it.
Is there anything the president should do at this late date? Is there any? I mean, he sent out a tweet. He didn't put out a statement. He put out a tweet, which is fitting for a guy that uses Twitter on a daily basis. But is there anything magnanimous the president could do at this point, or is it just a matter of just let things go and, you know?
I think that the press is doing enough of his McCain's bidding. It's been nonstop coverage for the last few days. So he's being remembered by all those that despised him at one time, and that will be his memorable send-off.
Wow, wow. Want to ask you about the other thing that happened, the news that happened while we were up in northern Nevada over the weekend, and that is the tragedy in Jacksonville at a Madden tournament. They play Madden. And I'll be honest with you, until about 3 weeks ago, I didn't even know these things were going on. But even at the Luxor here, this eSports arena that has been constructed at the Luxor for that very purpose. And I guess my question is, we always talk about soft targets. Are Madden tournaments the new soft target?
Well, if you have deranged Democrats, like the shooter who took his own life and after killing two people, perhaps. But again, we have another deranged Democrat that decided to shoot up a place. It always seems to be a deranged Democrat. Another Trump-hating Democrat decided to kill two innocent people. The list keeps getting longer and longer by the violence committed by Democrats. It shouldn't be the new normal. I'm against gun-free zones because the only people that take in guns into gun-free zones do so because they want to commit heinous crimes. And so, obviously, there wasn't any security preventing this kid from leaving the venue and then coming back with a weapon into a gun-free zone. One way we could do it is to eliminate gun-free zones, make sure that we have proper security at all these public events, and make sure that we have armed guards or police presence available and ready.
Is Chuck Schumer now going to call for Madden-free zones?
Well, it's interesting, the Democrats' reaction again to this shooting. Just a week ago, they were telling us that we can't politicize the murder of a young girl by the name of Molly Tibbetts by an illegal alien. Yeah, we shouldn't politicize her murder, but they were the first to jump onto Twitter and in front of cameras and in front of microphones to politicize these murders because it had to do with a gun. So it's really interesting to watch the Democrats on what they choose to politicize and what they choose not to politicize. The Democrats want to confiscate guns. They don't want to secure the border.
Congress is kind of halfway in, halfway out on recess, and now the question is, the next order of business seems to be, there's a new order of business, and that's the new NAFTA. What do you make? I haven't even looked at it because it was being released just as we were coming on air. I haven't really had a chance to analyze it. But this new NAFTA agreement with Mexico, what is this going to mean? And with Canada, I guess they are next to negotiate. The president promised he was going to redo NAFTA. He's done it.
Yeah, another promise made, another promise kept, and we're no longer going to refer to it as NAFTA. NAFTA has been dead and buried, and it's ended as of today, thank God. One of the worst trade agreements we ever entered into, with the mass closing of our factories while shipping our factories south and hiring cheap labor. So what we're going to call it, I believe, is what Trump said in a tweet, was the Mexico-North America, or yeah, the Mexico-America trade agreement. And we'll probably do another deal with Canada called the America-Canada trade agreement. So now that we kind of see some movement in a positive direction, trying to balance our trade deficits, we'll have to see what this new agreement looks like.
Well, and I wonder what the Democrats will have to complain about. You know they'll find something, won't they?
Well, of course, the Democrats aren't. Honestly, Trump could cure cancer. The Democrats would find a problem with it, and they would probably say, "Well, it's the wrong kind of cancer." And so there will be nothing that Trump does or that Trump says that will appease the obstructionist Democrats. The only thing that will appease the obstructionist Democrats is to regain power, throw us into a high unemployment rate again, throw everybody on the government teat, make everyone dependent, raise taxes, open borders, and voila, we'll have a third world migration into this country like we haven't seen in years past. If we think it's bad now, just wait till the Democrats gain control and the rest of the country will look like the cesspool that California has become.
You mentioned promises made, promises kept. This president keeps checking off the boxes. You know, he jokes about we're going to get tired of winning. I'm not tired yet. Are you?
No, no, no. The only people that are tired of winning are the losers that are watching the winners win, and that would be the Democrats. And so, no, the American people aren't tired of losing, and I do believe, and I believe I said this to you over the weekend, that not only the economy is going to be the driving issue in the midterm and in 2020, as usually the economy is, but if the Republicans were smart, they would choose an emotional issue to drive people to the polls, because emotions are important when getting out the vote. And there is nothing more emotional to independent voters, women voters, voters of color, American citizens, than immigration and the problems and the dangers that open borders brings to our country. And that was demonstrated in the death of not only Kate Steinle, but Molly Tibbetts and many others that have gone unnamed, but will never be forgotten. So I think immigration is going to play an integral role in this midterm election and the general election, if the Republicans use immigration to their benefit in order to get out the vote.
Megan, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about where you are, what you're doing, what you're writing about, where can they go?
ReaganBabe.com is my website, at ReaganBabe on Facebook and at ReaganBabe on Twitter, MediaEqualizer.com with the same handles on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Enjoy that beautiful Northern Nevada weather.
Will do.
Hey, thanks. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now, and it is our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you get a chance to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It may have been something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about last week, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. That's what we do each and every day. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We talk about the issues that matter to you. Let's begin with Mike in Reno. We were just up there for the fourth annual Bass Fry. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Kevin, I listened to almost your entire four-hour broadcast. You know, I don't have much of a life, which is great because I could get things done. I might have missed a few minutes. Now, I'm going to give you my opinion. You're not going to like it, and then I'm going to make a suggestion.
Okay.
I think Laxalt was there, right? I heard him speak
yes.
briefly.
Yes.
I think he's a dud. I think he doesn't know what to say. I think the wind is changing, and if he doesn't pick his game up, and I don't think he can, you can have a Democratic governor, and this state might go deep blue. I heard Kellyanne Conway. I don't know why she traveled 3,000 miles. She's not a public speaker. She's a great strategist. And, of course, she ended it by calling it a fish fry. Wonderful. The only person with passion I heard there was Dana Loesch. And this is my suggestion. You know, I heard a bunch of goofy guys talking about how men look in shorts and men's legs and joshing around. Listen, we're going to have to get, not me, you're going to have to get serious. And I'm going to suggest that Megan Barth, warrior princess, hit the stump. It might sound strange. I don't know if it's doable. She has a lot of very impressive assets and attributes. You know what I mean? She's passionate, articulate.
What? No.
I
don't know what you were trying to say there other than she's easy on the eyes.
Well, what I'm saying is her attributes are she's articulate,
yep.
She's intelligent, she's passionate, and she can speak extemporaneously, and she wants to save her state. And her and, what's her name, Dana Loesch?
Dana Loesch.
Came in from Arizona. Yeah. You know, is it going to be the girls? We're going to have to stop goofing around, making dumb jokes, and having fun because you got 2 months, and this state might go deep blue. So that's one suggestion. My other positive suggestion, I've said this a number of times, I know you don't want to hear it, we have to address education and make positive suggestions that we want to help education. It doesn't matter if we're number 50, we're number 51, forget the numbers. We all know what's going on here with the... you know, the 100,000 to 200,000 people working in the casinos, they're all Mexican, they have kids. We know what's going on. But address with a positive solution something, because we're going to lose this state, and then you're going to have to move to Idaho or Wyoming, and then you're going to have to move to either Australia or Russia. We have to get serious, or we're going to lose. That's all I have to say. Thank you for letting me express my opinion. I know,
Mike,
I'm critical.
No. I always love hearing from you. That's Mike in Reno, listening on 1400 AM in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. That frees up a line, by the way. If you want to get through, you can right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. Anybody that was there at the Corley Ranch, I'd love to talk to you. If you were there, let me know. Steve, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, good to speak to you. And I just want to know how you feel. In my opinion, the latest things that are going on, all these accusations with Trump, all the prosecutors in New York that are now going to look into his company and his finances and everything. Now, if you remember, Trump said, I really didn't want to do this job. I don't have to do this job. I live a beautiful life. I live a wonderful life. But I love this country so much. That's why I ran for president. But now it's gotten to a point where even a counterpuncher like him, he always punches back. But I just feel it's getting to a point where he might be getting overwhelmed. And now that they're threatening to look into his finances and his company, and if the Democrats take over Congress in the midterm elections and he has Nancy Pelosi as the speaker, I think that will be it for him. I think he'll just say, enough is enough. I don't need this anymore. It's all a bunch of BS. And let me just go off into the sunset and play golf for the rest of my life. I just feel that it'll get to a point where he just doesn't want to do it anymore. What do you think?
I think he's too much of a fighter. I think he's too much of a fighter, and I think more than anything, this guy is going to fight right to the last second. I mean, they'll be circling the White House, and he will. I just think, just having watched him. Since 2015, June of 2015, the guy's a fighter. He's a natural-born fighter. You want to join us, by the way, you can. I've just freed up a line. 844 The number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go next to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, in regards to last week with you and the Babe, it is very, a lot of hosts just focus in on the macro and not the micro. This was one time that you and Reagan Babe weren't seeing the forest. You were just on the tree in education. And the big picture is, and I've got two teacher friends that have got that they're doing Uber and Lyft now. They're getting thrown more students. They don't even want 42 students. They didn't want to go past 39. The fact that the third of them can't speak English. When you refer to the Democratic on the macro, they're not Democrats. They're progressives, and that's Orwellian doublespeak for agendified Marxists. We're in trouble. We're infiltrated, as I pointed out 2 weeks ago. You and Reagan Babe got to remember, when you're talking about the education system and more money, their goal is to overwhelm the system. You don't get a new order from an old order. You get a new order from chaos. And they want to break the system. They have no allegiance. I remember 30 years ago when I was doing security work at a double job, and a bunch of the other guys were at community college or Cal State Fullerton, and they were working two jobs and putting themselves. And it was sad to see what these teachers were doing to them. Yes, we do need professional politicians. That's everything to get away from our founding fathers. Our founding fathers didn't want to leave their businesses and farms, but they felt it an obligation, a duty to oversee our freedoms. And, you know, I just want you and Reagan Babe not to just focus in on a tree in the forest, but pull back and see the whole forest. These are progressives. Their agenda is to collapse this country. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thanks, Frank. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number two, Nevada. I have just freed up a line. 844-263-8232. Basically, what we do in this half hour is we give you the option of talking about whatever you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the week, or maybe, just maybe, it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. We do that every day, 11:30 until noon. And really, the people say, well, why do you do that? Because the one thing we want to do in this half hour is essentially turn the program over to you. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. Great topics today. I want to say that the one caller that was just telling you how serious things, and I have to totally agree with him, because there are surveys being conducted. The people behind them are the DNC, Hillary clients, and George Soros. It's so obvious. These surveys are calling every voter, and they are pushing the progressive Democrats and the just absolutely smearing each Republican in every primary in every state. And the Democrats that are doing the surveys, the voters, they have absolutely no problem. They're going to vote in for that progressive Democrat in their primary. The Republicans, some of them are kind of iffy. And so I just want to let everybody know, we should be more serious. Just because Trump won, the people think that, okay, we won, that's it. No, the people need to get behind him and do their part, anything they can think of to help him pass his, you know, Save America agenda. My second point is a question, actually. Why has Trump not cleaned house of all Obama and Hillary holdovers in the White House, in the FBI, CIA, all the agencies? And how come Hillary's not in jail? What about Benghazi? These types of things. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I ask that question all the time. In fact, I ask it of guests on a regular basis. You know, after all of this, somebody explained to me why Hillary's not in jail. It would just make sense. We'll see what you think coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
You know, I've been wrestling all weekend, or since we found out the passing of John McCain, how to deal with it. I did not go on Twitter. I wanted to, but I was much like the president. John McCain was somebody who was a political icon for most of my adult life. Okay? Did I disagree with him? Absolutely. Did I disagree with him on policy? Absolutely. Now, I never wish anything bad that happens to people. I just don't. That's not my makeup. That doesn't mean that I don't think that John McCain has of late, as an elected official, been bad for our country. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. I know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but you got to be truthful. How do you, so I ask you, how do we navigate this? How should the president navigate it? Federal flags were flying at half staff for a couple of days. Now they're back. How are we supposed to deal with this? Somebody explain that one to me. And I don't have the answer. On the one hand, I know that the governor of Arizona is going to be appointing a successor to John McCain. I am guessing that successor will be more in line with Donald Trump than with John McCain. But I still wrestle with the notion of how we should deal with this. By the way, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. And don't forget, it's available as well in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio. Again, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.org. I just love that. Or I'm sorry, homedelivery.com, excuse me. What am I saying, .org? Sorry about that. I was doing a mixed metaphor there. One of the things that we did over the weekend, and it was so much fun. I mean, it was just, it was really neat to see people like Devin Nunes, to see people like Kellyanne Conway. Let's go to cut three real quick, because she endorsed all of the GOP candidates and did it in a very public way, out in the meadows, so to speak, on a real live cattle ranch, the Corley Ranch. This was Kellyanne Conway endorsing, cut three, endorsing just about everybody.
I am here in my personal capacity today as Kellyanne Conway. We don't want to make those people all nervous who find a problem in everything that's done. So I'm here in my personal capacity to tell you that I support Adam Laxalt as the next governor of your great state of Nevada. I also want to give a great shout out to Senator Heller. I just saw Senator Heller as I was leaving. Yes, let's return Senator Heller to Washington for another term. Also, I haven't seen them here, but Tark, if you're around, Danny Tarkanian, yep, and Crescent Hardy, my friend Congressman Mark Amadei, Barbara, your Secretary of State I saw earlier, there she is, Michael McDonald, your party chair, thank you, Michael, for your service. But I really came today, ladies and gentlemen, to thank each and every one of you. It is why we're here. It's why we're there in Washington. It's why we fight every single day. And I know it's why Adam Laxalt has a heart for public service as well. I had a great pleasure of meeting his wife and his three beautiful children. And I remember those days of having three. I had four ages five and younger. I remember those days. It was the 2010 campaigns, and I would go around campaigning and I'd say, what a ridiculous question people are asking in these polls. Who would you trust? They would, you know, who would you rather have a beer with? Who would you rather go to the rodeo with? Who would you rather? It's just such a ridiculous question. Then they asked one that I really liked, though. It said, who would you trust to watch your kids for a couple of hours on a Saturday morning? And I said, heck, with four under the age of five, I'd take any of them for a few.
But the big hit of the Basque Fry was Dana Loesch. Let's go to cut six, because she was absolutely incredible. He talked about, she ended up talking about, you know, folks coming to our states from California and how they're screwing our states up. Listen to this.
Is the attorney?
It is a huge problem, dare I say, a scourge. You know what I'm talking about. You have all of these progressives, not from your state, moving in to your state, and they're bringing their socialist values with them. What's going on? They're doing this in Texas. It is getting so bad in Texas, and I've been telling people here that they've changed the real estate market. They are now building entire subdivisions to cater to the California buyer. Now, look, before the media and all the George Soros-funded entities get it wrong, I love me some good conservative Californians. I love good conservative California people. It's the ones who think that we can't have guns, we have to have high taxes, and the government has to tell us what to do every second of our lives. Those are the individuals with whom I have a problem. I kind of want to stand at the border of Texas and ask the president to build us another wall to keep the progressives out. Maybe you need that here in Nevada, too.
Yeah, maybe we do. She's great. Dana Loesch, she is also a national spokesperson for the NRA. We will tee it up again tomorrow. I promise. You take it easy. I want to thank our crew. Yeah, and in fact, Wyatt Cox running the network side of the show up in Ely. Thank you, Wyatt. Thanks for Saturday, too. I want to thank Jameson Wilk. Ashley, great as always. Tracy Brigida, thank you. Andrew Paul, always appreciate your help. But most importantly, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening, because you make this show possible. We'll do it again tomorrow, I promise. 9 till noon, live and local now.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.